Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this was the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. The Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, for more of its history known as the Feast of Our Lady of Victory, commemorates a naval battle which took place in 1571. The Turkish armies of the Ottoman Empire were slated to take southern Italy and ultimately would have been able potentially to conquer Christendom. We were in the middle of a big mess because the Protestant Reformation was in full swing. And so those historically Catholic nations, places like England and Germany, were not willing to send troops to help the Pope, whom they were in a fight with. And so the only person who came to the aid of the Christians living in the Italian peninsula was Don John of Austria, who was the bastard son of a kind of minor king, but who was able to raise a very tiny navy, and who went up against like 15-1 odds or something in a naval battle that they should not have been able to win. Pope St. Pius V, a Dominican, and so having been an early recipient of the Rosary in more or less the form we have it now from St. Dominic, had the people of Rome and, as best they could, all Italy, pray during the period of the battle. And whilst they were praying, a storm came up and changed the course of the battle, sunk several of the enemy ships, and the tide turned in our favor. Christendom was won again. And so the victory was credited to Our Lady and attached to the recitation of the Rosary. The reason October is the month that we keep the Rosary, we remember the Rosary, is because of this great victory. The Battle of Lepanto was important, there's no doubt about that, and it's one of those things that history books today tend to scrub over because it looks like it would exacerbate contemporary problems with Muslims. But I think the more important victory that Our Lady has won through the Rosary are all the little ones no one ever sees. Your grandkid who started coming back to church, he didn't know it's because you'd said a rosary for him every day. But she did. And he did. And that's apparently all that matters. Your husband that got off the bottle. You that quit spending so much money. Whatever it is, right? But those little personal victories that happen each day, both by our genuine action and our cooperation with the action of God's grace, the things we couldn't manage on our own, but which God manages in us. Those are the great victories of Our Lady of the Rosary. Those are the miracles we rightly attribute to her intercession. Those are the ways which even today she shows care for her children, even as once upon a time she showed care for her children in the early church. The thing I think, what has struck me most anyhow this year in approaching the Rosary, with the whole series of bulletin articles this month are directed towards, is Mary as model of praying always, or ceaselessly praying. You know, the apostle gives that admonition again and again, and I think most of us go, I mean, it seems impossible, so why bother? You give a kid an impossible task, they'll ignore you. You give them a task toward which you can show regular progress, they'll want to beat themselves. I think there's something of that here. The pattern and repetition of the Our Fathers and Hail Marys and Glory Bes, they contain in substance all that's necessary to believe, and if we say the words and mean them, they reset our disposition toward God, toward neighbor, and toward the friends of God gone before us. Loaded right in it is our affirmation of Jesus' divinity, the essential nature of the church, and even the communion of the saints. May Mary, Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of our every victory, and Mother of the Church, intercede for us this day, so that she would continue to help us overcome seemingly insurmountable odds and bring victory when it is most needed and we dare not even to hope for. Thank you.